Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Was certainly a head shot.
All right, I have on the line Mr. Robert Roberti, who is going to tell us about an event that his entire family experienced a week ago in Lancaster, where your home is, right?
We live in the Lancaster-Palmdale area, Phil, and you're familiar with it near the interstate, but this group of homes is an older collection of homes, so we're not part of the newer subdivisions, and consequently, we are on about 3.5 acres.
All right, one night, all of this ties in with your son, Eric, who, my understanding, is religiously inclined?
Yes, Phil, my son, Eric, is a deacon at our church, which is the Church of the Desert, but he also has a Bible study group in our home at least 2 times a month. And he's a very special young man. And the reason why I tell you this is because you get people who sort of roll their eyes a little bit when you say, well, my son is a very spiritual young man. He has had, I would say, premonitions, but he's very rooted in his faith. And the night that in question, when I called the family outside, we had seen some kind of an event, which was later described to me by the sheriff who we had contacted as a Minuteman missile that had been launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base here near Santa Barbara and Lompoc.
Okay, but the time you saw it, you saw this big purple cloud.
We saw what looked to be a purplish hue to the sky, and that, I am told, was the second stage of this Minuteman missile eventually blasting off, if you will, or firing. And Eric came out of our home along with his wife, Kimberly, and two of their friends, Justin and Sarah Barnes, who are part of the Bible study group. And two of them were bleeding from the nose. And this is a very common result of the use of methamphetamine.
All right, now, what you're about to tell me, and I want the audience prepared for this, your son uses methamphetamine as a religious sacrament.
My son and people who follow his teachings and beliefs, and my son is very rooted in his Bible, believe that the religious sacraments are multifold, and that one can be the use of consciousness-enhancing chemicals, such as methamphetamine. And when the Los Angeles sheriff came to our home and noticed the bleeding that was coming from the nasal area of these individuals, they subsequently found Eric in possession of methamphetamine along with Mr. Barnes as well, and they were arrested. And I'm on your program to first thank everyone who has written and called expressing their concern. And I also want to say that I find it to be un-American where the Native Indian or the Native American is allowed to use peyote, but the white man is not allowed to use his drug, his religious sacrament. In this case, my son uses, and the people that follow him, methamphetamine.
All right, methamphetamine, sir. Look, I won't get into what is wrong with it. It's a highly addictive. You know all of that.
I know that the individuals who abuse it are people at high risk, but this is not recreational drug use.
All right, so this is used, your son uses methamphetamine for
a religious sacrament. It's part of the experience of enhancing consciousness during their Bible study and also when they are holding their services at a church that my son has established, along with two other very devout people. I mentioned Justin Barnes and his wife, Sarah, and Philip Duke, who is also a member and is a a young man of very high standing in our community. The Church of the Divine Interpreter is called that because it is Eric who we see as the Divine Interpreter, who can look at a biblical scripture and give it its right intonation.
Now, your son was arrested by the sheriff. How did the sheriff make their way up to your house?
I had contacted them, Phil, when we had seen this phenomenon and asked them to come to the house to describe it to them, and they did, and they told me what it was. And at that time, they saw Eric and his wife, Kimberly, and Justin and Sarah, all three had some intranasal bleeding, which is expected when you are taking methamphetamine intranasally. And at that time, they then arrested the four of them for being in possession of a controlled substance, which is a Title I offense. And I have spent an enormous amount of time and money on attorneys and talking to the media about my son and how he is not some crankhead or a Tina head starting this to get high, but to use as a religious sacrament.
Now, let me ask you something. I come from the generation that lived through the 60s, and I heard a lot of people say, oh, no, I use drugs as a mind enhancer. Oh, no, I use drugs as this and that. And I even saw a lot of these guys, kind of these con artists, start religions and try to claim that this drug was...
No, this is nothing like that, Phil. I'll tell you why. Eric was raised in far northern suburbs of Los Angeles County. He was born in 1986 at a time when the 60s were long since part of the history books. There's never been any exposure of this young man to that kind of mentality. He is a very special young man, and we believe that God has reached out and touched him and told him to gather the people together to hear what we call the Divine Interpreter, and that's why the church is called the Church of the Divine Interpreter.
He is reading Bible scripture after ingesting or taking transnasally, as you say, methamphetamine.
The methamphetamine is taken transnasally, either off the blade of a bitted broadaxe, or is ingested transnasally from the blade of a Celtic dagger. And the reason why these are symbolic is they are a link with our European heritage.
All right, before we go any further, is this a white supremacist church?
No, sir, it is not. No, sir, we have African-American members. And
all right, I just wanted to be clear, because when I hear Celtic heritage and...
No, this has nothing to do with that. This is an egalitarian church.
All right, and I got to take a break.
But our main message is, why is the white man denied the use of his religious sacramental drug when the Indian has been eating peyote and so forth for centuries, and the Supreme Court has since ruled that it's legal?
And your son, is he still incarcerated, or is he out on bail?
We posted bail for the four of them that night. But their court date is in a week in the Lancaster County Court.
All right, well, there it is, guys. You hear the story there of Mr. Robert Roberti and his son, Eric, who was arrested by Los Angeles County Sheriffs for... Well, they came out of the house, they were bleeding from the nose. Apparently, they've been snorting methamphetamine and reading the Bible. Mr. Roberti says that the methamphetamine is to this church that his son founded what peyote is to some Native American churches. I don't know what snorting it off the blade of a double-bitted broadaxe is about. And we can get into that. When he mentioned a Celtic dagger, that's when I asked him, is this some kind of a white supremacist thing? And he said, no, it isn't. That they have African-American and other minority members. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Whitney Houston's dealer. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right. Bob, thank you. We're back on the show with Mr. Robert Roberti, whose son, Eric Roberti, is the founder of the Church of the Divine Interpreter in Lancaster, California. Is your son the Divine Interpreter? Is that who you are referring to?
Well, Phil, we are referring to Eric, but we don't deify him, and that is a very important distinction to make. Eric is not God. Eric is our divine interpreter who can look at Scripture and apply contemporary archetype and paradigm to and give us his reading.
Is this the result of his use of methamphetamine?
No, that's a misnomer. Eric has been gifted with a vision and with premonition since he was very small. I'll give you an example very recently, Phil. On the morning of the Super Bowl, we were going to get together as a family to watch the Super Bowl game, and Eric had come downstairs and he said, "Dad, I had a dream last night." And I said, "Tell me about it." He said, "I was walking on a football field, and I was walking lengthwise. That is, Phil, from goal line to goal line.
All right.
And as I walked down the middle of the football field, on the one side was a grandstand, and in the grandstand sat the members of the Seattle Seahawks football team. And as I continued to walk, on my right-hand side in the grandstand were members of the Pittsburgh Steelers football team." And he said, "Dad, in my dream, I went up into the grandstand and I sat down with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I believe, and he said to me, I know the Steelers will win the football game."
Yeah, but the Steelers were favored.
No, but he didn't say, "I believe they will win." He said, "Dad, I know they're going to win." And that's a small example of what Eric, who we call the Divine Interpreter, can do. Now, to tell a young man like this that he is not allowed to use the sacrament of his Celtic ancestry, the methamphetamine, while Native Americans are allowed to eat the peyote, is discrimination of white people. And
you say that this is not a white supremacist church.
No, sir.
Then why do you say it's discrimination of white people? Because you say there's other people, other ethnicities there.
But traditionally, methamphetamine is seen as the portal to higher consciousness for whites. And that's why I say that.
All right. I'm going to get some phone calls, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, and let's get Asher on the line. Asher, you're on with Phil Hendry and Bob Roberti.
Hey, Bob. I just wanted to comment on the methamphetamine. I mean, you know, peyote's been used, you know, by Indians for, you know, a number of years, and meth isn't even, like, a natural product. It's made up, you know, and it's against the law to use, you know, further off.
Yes, sir.
Your son should have known that, you know, it's against the law. Religion has nothing to do with it, especially for a Christian based or, you know, godly based organization.
The rationale that you use doesn't hold up. So what if it's created as opposed to natural? And so what if it's against the law? Peyote use was against the law on Indian reservations following the institution of federal law. Native American churches applied for redress from the Supreme Court and were given an exemption and are allowed to use this. And we feel it is the right of a religious institution to be exempt from certain federal or state prohibitions for religious purposes.
Understandable, but they've been using that for, you know, a number of years already now.
You're
starting to use this. It's not...
Again, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant because If I'd come to the Native American people when they began using peyote and I said, you may not use that because you haven't been using it for thousands of years, it would still be immoral of me to do that since this is their religious sacrament.
All right. Now, I want to ask you something, Bob. When they're snorting methamphetamine off the blade of a bitted broadaxe or whatever it is they're doing, are they having religious visions?
They are. That is part of our Bible study. And this is where we enhance and sharpen our understanding of the divine interpreter.
You understand the defects that meth brings, though, correct?
I understand that the abuse of methamphetamine can create addictions and neural damage.
But not only just addictions, but bodily harm to your system.
That peyote use in excess can also bring a severe intestinal problems.
But methane more.
I have, well, again, irrelevant. The fact is they both can be dangerous if taken in excess. I have experimented with peyote, and I can tell you it was not pleasant in terms of the effect it had on my digestive system.
I mean, as far as sniffing it, you know, nasal degradation, you know, getting
off. I think I've answered your question.
All right, look at Asher, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. How often do they snort this stuff?
Well, we have the bitted broadaxe celebration once a month, and the Celtic dagger celebration generally during Bible study group.
So when you get together to study Bible, I guess you don't call it snorting it?
No, we are ingesting it intranasally from the blade of a Celtic dagger with a satin finish.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to, hold on for a minute. I got Jim on 4. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? I used to snort internasally for about 10 years. It started out once in a while. And I believe that you're in total denial of your son's problem. And
the only way you can snort it, by the way, Jim, is intranasally. That's what snorting is.
Exactly. All right. Exactly.
Right.
I've since been clean for about 3.5 years. It took a long time. Through the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way I came clean with it, with his help, not by myself. And I read the Bible, and I get a lot out of it clean and sober tonight.
And that is as it should be for you. The Church of the Divine Interpreter, however, uses methamphetamine as a way of sharpening our perception of what the gospel is about, and how the divine interpreter can bring to us the living, breathing message of God. And we utilize methamphetamine and its derivatives in order to sharpen. You see, we are not abusive with this drug, and probably, Jim, your trouble started when you abused rather than used as a religious sacrament, methamphetamine.
Wait a minute. I don't want you telling this man or getting his head wrapped around some idea that he can use it if it's religious. This man was an addict.
Understood.
I wasn't always an addict. I crossed that fine line at some point in time.
If you're once an addict, you're always an addict. You were an addict from the day you were born.
That's right.
Henry, let this man think for himself.
I'm afraid that if you keep talking, I don't mean that you can't think for yourself, but I don't want you, after all his hard-fought sobriety, thinking that methamphetamine is some kind of a...
For us, it is, Mr. Hendry, and I do believe in letting a man think for himself. That's why I'm telling Jim that methamphetamine can be good for him.
That is wrong to tell an addict.
I don't believe it for one second.
Like
I believe you're in withdrawal, and I'm sorry. I believe you're in denial, total denial,
that's my opinion. The goddess M has been freed and is retreating to us now.
What is the goddess M? Is that meth?
That is methamphetamine.
All right, Jim. Thank you for your call. 1-800-4... You're the Church of the Divine Interpreter is a Christian church.
Without question, yes, sir. And it is a new way of finally freshening and bringing the Word of God to his children without the pollutants of a modern crass and rectally violated society. And that is why the Goddess M, and we use the Goddess M as a way of hearing the gospel.
We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, that's something. We're back on the air here with Bob Roberti. And your son, Eric, is he available tonight?
Phil, Eric is at present reading scripture and conducting his classes and trying to remain as low profile as he can, because you can understand this young man's been through quite an experience. But again, he asked me to thank everyone for their phone calls and their concern. As a family, we appreciate it. Eric appreciates it.
I wanted to get back to this one thing, though, when you talked about the double-bitted broad axe that the goddess M, as you call it, is snorted off of. This is you talk about the Celtic origins, and yet you are a multiracial religion.
No, we are not a white supremacist religion at all, and we don't want to be identified with that brand of individual. And we are familiar with those people, but we don't consider them to be Christians in the least. We only ask that our members recognize Jesus Christ was a white man and not a dark-skinned or olive-skinned individual as has been represented in the media. That's all we ask. But we have a great many members. And the Goddess M is the sacrament that leads us to the edge, the very heightened edge of biblical understanding.
Why do you ask that they recognize Jesus Christ was a white man?
That's the only thing that we ask that is of any racial nature whatsoever. We demand it, in fact, but that's it. After that, everything else is multiracial.
Why, though? I want to ask that.
Eric, through his reading of Scripture, has determined that Jesus Christ was a redhead, had green eyes, and was very fair-skinned.
That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says...
I know that your interpretation, but the divine interpreter, and again, enhanced through the sacrament of the Goddess M, has concluded that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Heath, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Heath?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I just don't understand if he's, you know, saying he's a Christian and biblical-based. What standpoint does he have? The Bible says that your body is a temple.
Yes.
And
yes.
By smoking and drinking, that you're hurting your temple. So
nope,
snorting
the Bible
an
doesn't
illegal
say,
substance.
The Bible doesn't say.
How does
say,
your standpoint go back on that?
Now, you were right in the first instance when you said the Bible says our body is a temple. You're wrong in the second instance when you say that the Bible prohibits tobacco or alcohol use. There is nothing in the Bible that prohibits that.
It says anything that's going to hurt and contaminate your body is considered a sin.
And,
so every time you have a Bible study, you're sinning.
It is not true. Everything that hurts and contaminates your body is a sin. The Bible does not say that. The Bible says
so what
that
you're
you
saying
should
is
preserve
when you
the temple so that the interpretation of God's word can flow uninhibited through, even if it's intranasal. And that's
so
why
I just
we
don't
have
understand
utilized
so in the Bible
intranasal
it's okay.
Passageway.
So you're saying
you guys are talking
it's okay
over each other.
To snort an illegal substance because why?
Because something is illegal does not make it ungodly or unchristian. I'm sure the Christians that were thrown to the lions would agree with that. It was illegal to be a Christian. I would go so even further to tell you, young man, that the Goddess M might have been used by our Savior himself were it synthesized at that time. In other words, if there had been meth labs in and around the Nazareth region, he might have been using it. As it was, he changed wine into water, thus
okay,
enhancing
if
the
it was something
receptors
that he wanted,
of the biblical receptor.
Okay, well, right, if it was something that he wanted to use as a biblical standpoint, don't you would have think that he would have said that in the Bible? That to get your spiritual...
I don't know. Do you know what's in the mind?
Illegal substance?
Do you know what's in the mind of the Lord? No,
nobody
you don't.
Nobody knows what's in the mind
yes,
of the Lord.
Yes, we do. We know what's in the Bible. That's the Word of God, and I'm not
okay,
going to
so
assume...
Okay, so then you're saying if it's in the Bible, then...
You say that, don't you think he... Or I believe the way you put it, don't you think he would have wanted a... I don't know how you said it, but... I would tell you that God has given us the meth lab not as a curse, but as a central gathering area for further introduction of information.
And no, God's given us the meth lab?
Because the Bible is a complete life plan of how you should conduct your life from start to finish.
I would completely agree with that.
Okay, so then where in the Bible does it state that using a methamphetamine is a part of a religious sacrament?
Where in the Bible does it state that you're supposed to hang a cross in your home?
It doesn't. And it doesn't say you have to
hang
it.
And yet you do. Every church does. Why? If the Bible doesn't say you have to put a cross in your church, why do you do it? I'll tell you why. Because, again... It enhances the biblical receptor portions of the brain and enables the neural pathways to accept the goddess M and the divine interpreter's view of the sacrificed Lord.
But I completely disagree with that. So then explain to me when a church is completely burned to the ground and there is no cross, when there's a service, it's the same. If it was
the meth lab
cross,
is a place of worship that is invaded by the police every day. So
are you telling me the meth lab is a place of worship?
As it was written, so it must be. And where we receive our education and interpretive device from the four prophets, the Los Angeles police regularly raid the area, yes.
All right, look, Heath, thank you very much, sir, for your call. You're saying something now that's bothering me. You're saying the meth lab is a place of...
The meth lab, as it was intended by God, was to synthesize the goddess M to enable the divine interpreter, my son Eric, to sharpen his view and hearing device. It's like a large hearing aid that hears God.
And so police shutting down meth labs are harassing your religion.
They are harassing our religion, and yet they let Indians eat peyote buttons, smoke loco weed, and hang around cigar stores waiting for people to give them blankets. It's wrong, and we don't have the same right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Wendy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I just... recently got released from prison for manufacturing methamphetamine.
Yes.
And I was a heavy-duty user for quite a few years.
Thank you for the work you've done. If you were an addict, if you were an addict, I don't envy you if you were an addict. But the goddess M can free you.
Now, here we go again. I got to cut you up. This lady is a recovering addict. I don't want anybody on my show hearing this crap who's trying to get off that stuff.
You call it crap, Phil. We call it the divine interpreter's funnel to joy.
I just want to know what
listen to
is...
the cynicism. This woman has developed a great cynical nature of being in prison.
Well, I guess she would.
Yeah, just a little. Had it not been for prison, though, I would not have been able to get off of the stuff, to be quite honest. So... the prison sentence was the best thing that could have happened to me.
But we are giving...
My question is this.
Yes, ma'am. But we're affording people who've traditionally been viewed as white trash as a new beginning. As religious as I am and as much a believer in God as I am, it's still tough to listen to a woman laugh at me.
Yeah, well, get used to it. But this is my point.
It's difficult to perform sexually.
That's nice. Well, that's nice. Go ahead, Wendy.
It's probably the meth.
No, the goddess M. No, When a woman laughs, I begin to feel emasculated, and I've sought comfort in the goddess M by snorting it off of a double-bitted broad axe. And
you could snort it off of the Bible pages themselves.
Yes.
The only thing that you are hearing is caused by the meth. It is an auditory hallucination. It's caused by sleep deprivation. Get some sleep.
You think that's it?
Yes.
I'm telling you, Wendy, there is so much more. Eric, the divine interpreter, can show you how...
Oh, shut up. I got to put this guy on hold. You know, for anybody that has battled addiction, to have some jive-ass dude come along and say, oh, you know what, you were an alcoholic? Yeah. Well, you know, it's really not that bad for you if you drink only on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, really.
You know, the next step, the next thing you know, you're in the gutter.
And I mean, because I didn't start out with an eight-ball-a-day habit.
Yeah.
I mean, it started out recreationally.
Where were you in prison?
I was in prison in Nashville, Tennessee.
My engineer and producer, Mark Newman, has a fascination with prisons. He's taken the Alcatraz tour like 100 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went down the tunnels, you know, where that guy escaped. Is that Nashville?
Yes. Tennessee Prison for Women.
Oh, boy. How long were you in there?
I was in there for 6 months, but
prior to that,
I was in the local county jail for 6 months, which was awful.
Yeah.
So prison was actually a blessing.
Well, it's only a year.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'm still on parole, but, okay. You know.
Who cares about parole when you can come to my house?
Get him out of here. All right, look at Wendy, thank you for your call.
You're very welcome.
All right. There's Wendy. And this man is saying that the goddess M heightens your biblical receptor. 1-800-449-8686.
Did you ever snort meth? Meth off of a Maxim liner lock knife, Phil? A Maxim liner lock.
I don't care about what kind of knife you snorted off of. You know what, dude? You scared me when you said double-bitted broad axe. What do you use that for, man? Will you decapitate people if they don't believe your religion? God. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Where are you right now? I'm talking with Robert Roberti. Mr. Roberti's son, Eric, was arrested by an L.A. sheriff for possession of methamphetamine, a controlled substance. This methamphetamine is used by your son in his church, the Church of the Divine Interpreter, as a religious sacrament. You further say that if Indians can eat peyote, why can't white people take intranasally methamphetamine, or as you call it, the goddess M?
Or the goddess Tina. Or crystal, or ice. Call it what you want. Why the white man must be made to feel like so much white trash sitting in a two-tone Ford in a bowling alley when the Native American is honored and young people who grow their hair long, wear sandals, and are prone to aromatherapy cures wish they were Indians. Now, that, to put it in the parlance of young people today, Mr. Henry, that burns my ass. And I am harassed because intranasally, from the blade of a Celtic dagger, I will bring the goddess M to my biblical receptor.
Meaning you snort methamphetamine?
Intranasal ingestion, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Heather. Heather, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
I just want to say, first of all, I'm surprised you've kept this guy on the radio as long as you have. So, you know, this guy should be ashamed of himself, first of all, as a Christian, and second, as a parent. I mean, we could sit here and dissect this issue biblically all night long. But let's,
well, I don't think,
you know,
so. I think I very much have Scripture on my side, young lady.
You know, I would love to see the Scripture that you have that tells us that snorting methamphetamine is in the Bible.
As I said to the young man, is there Scripture that tells you we must worship or at least use as a symbol the cross. No, there isn't. It is something that we improvised as Christians.
Not all Christians do that. Every Christian worships a cross.
Every Christian that I know goes to church, and every Christian church has a cross in it.
That doesn't mean that we are worshiping the
cross. No, I didn't mean worship, but they use it as a symbol. And I use this as a sacrament. But in neither case is it in the Bible.
Okay, but that's not the issue that I want to take on.
When you snort from the blade of a transfer skinning knife, and you immediately ingest not only the gospel, but your white Anglo-Saxon heritage, and I'm assuming you're a white woman. Is that correct, ma'am?
It doesn't matter. I don't know why that doesn't matter, whether that's even... It matters,
As a kinswoman with a broad axe going into the field for wheat.
Hold on for a minute. I got to take a break. Hold on for just a second, Heather, please. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, making pot brownies. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Blade of a Strider tactical knife.
All right, hold on. Let me get Heather. Go ahead, Heather. You're on the air.
Thanks.
Yes,
hey,
go ahead.
So I could ask you, does this just reek of David Koresh to you or what?
There's a little survival thing going on.
No. You don't have to talk about me like I'm not here. I am not.
No, I was actually hoping that you would hear that.
I'm not David Koresh. My son is not David Koresh. All we ask is that you believe Jesus is white. I don't care what color you are. Honest.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.